Did you know that Jesus was Jewish? You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith?
Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people
can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice, and thank you for joining me. I'm Jonathan Bernis. The lost tribes of Israel, are they just a myth or do they really exist? If they are real, who are they? Where are they? And how did they get there? In fact, they are real and they're directly connected to Bible prophecy being fulfilled in our day. My co-host Ezra Benjamin and I will answer these questions, and then later in the program, we'll be visiting our Lost Tribes Discovery Center, where we're actually identifying and establishing contact with isolated communities all around the world who claim to be descendants of the children of Israel. Ezra, this is one of my favorite topics.
Yeah, Jonathan, it's really a passion area for our ministry. We can say we're called to this as a ministry, interfacing with these communities wherever they are around the world. But first things first, how do we know this isn't just some anthropological anomaly, some invention of man and people deciding they want to be Jewish, so they are Jewish? What are the scriptural underpinnings for this idea that there might actually be scattered remnants of the Jewish people still alive today?
Well, first of all, we have it very clearly laid out in Scripture, and I want to look at it just a couple. This is a really important starting point. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, and Ezra, there's lots of Scriptures that say the same thing over and over again. I'm just picking one of the clearest.
Okay.
In Deuteronomy 28, the whole chapter is listing blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience.
Right.
So the Lord is saying to the children of Israel that if you follow my commandments, if you follow after me and you obey my laws and rules, if you seek after me, these blessings will come upon you. And they're all listed specifically in Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning in verse 1. So if you'll listen to my voice, if you will be careful to obey my mitzvot or my commandments, here's how you'll be blessed. In verse 3, you'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, the fruit of your womb, the produce of your soil, the offspring of your livestock, the increase of your herds, on and on. And all of this is related to life in the land that today is Israel.
And Moses is telling the children of Israel before they ever get into the promised land, you'll be blessed in the land.
That's right. This is the land that you're going to, the land that's promised to you through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Right.
The land today is known as Israel.
But he's also saying, I mean, it seems like ahead of time, he's saying, but I know you're not going to, and the Lord knows you're not going to, and here's what's going to happen in the land when you don't.
Well, I think that in his foreknowledge, of course, he knew.
Sure.
But he's laying out all of these blessings and say, this is your choice. This is free will. So all of the blessings. And then beginning in verse 15, he says, if you don't listen, however, to Adonai, your God, and you don't do his mitzvot, his commandments and his statutes, then these curses will come upon you. And it actually repeats the same things. Instead of being blessed in the city, you'll be cursed in the city. Instead of being blessed in the field, you'll be cursed in the field.
Right.
And then very, very specifically, it says that you will be scattered from the land.
So your enemies will have victory over you.
Right, they're not even in the promised land yet, but in verse 64, after declaring that they will be blessed in the land of their forefathers, if they disobey, verse 64, Adonai, the Lord, will scatter you among all peoples from the one end of the earth to the other, and there you will serve other gods, wood and stone, and with you and your that you and your fathers have not now known. Among these nations, you will find no rest.
Right.
Okay?
Serious. But,
all right. So here's the declaration that you will be scattered. Two chapters later, Ezra, and this is what I love so much, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1 says, now when these things come upon you, In other words, in his foreknowledge, he knew that they would be scattered because of disobedience. When these things come upon you, the blessings and the curse I have set before you, and you take them to heart in all the nations where Adonai your God has banished you, and you return to the Lord your God and listen to his voice, you and your children with all your heart and with all your soul, then the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you. And he will return and gather you from all the peoples where Adonai your God has scattered you.
Before they ever set foot in the promised land. This is Moses before he dies on Mount Nebo looking into the promised land. You're going to mess up because I know your heart. You're going to be scattered from the land, not just next door, but to the ends of the earth. But I will regather you because I've made promises
to you.
Right,
and then other promises that say as long as the sun shines by day or that the earth can't be searched out, I will preserve you as a nation, as a people before me.
So there's this hope of return
So you have a promise declared that I will bring you back, but while you're scattered, I will preserve you.
Right.
So we know God has declared that he will preserve the people of Israel in the remotest parts of the world. So it's not a myth. This is a reality that God would scatter the children of Israel, and he would preserve them as a people and then ultimately bring them back to himself and back to his God. That's why this is prophetic.
Right.
This is a prophetic thing that's happening.
Jonathan, some of our audience may be saying, wait a minute, you're saying lost tribes of Israel. I know for a fact there's millions of Jews living today in the lands of Israel. There's millions of Jews living in Europe and America. They don't seem very lost. Are we speaking of a subset of the worldwide Jewish community or of the entire Jewish people?
No, we're talking about a subset of Jewish people that, in fact, aren't yet recognized in many cases by the state of Israel or the worldwide Jewish community.
Okay.
And we'll talk about some of them on future shows, but specific groups in many cases that have been in isolation for centuries as we preserve their Jewish identity in some way. I don't even want to say Jewish, their Israel identity, because Jewish actually refers to, if you want to be specific, to the two tribes in the south. So let me go back and lay this out and try to answer the question, who are the lost 10 tribes? This mystique about the lost 10 tribes. And it's a simple fact of history. The children of Israel were united together under the reign of David as king about 1000 BC and under the reign of Solomon and his son who built the temple. But the kingdom then became divided after Solomon. After Solomon, the kingdom split into a northern kingdom, 10 tribes in the north, and a southern kingdom, 2 tribes in the south. The northern kingdom, the 10 tribes, were known as the tribes of Israel. The southern kingdom was known as the tribe of Judah. The northern kingdom was taken into captivity by the Assyrians in around 722 BCE or BC, and we don't have any record of their return. So they disappeared.
So they were lost to world consciousness, we can say.
They were lost to world consciousness. They were never, in other words, there's no mention that they come back into the land. They're scattered. Now they assimilated into cultures, but interestingly, we have historical records of communities from these 10 tribes being discovered in various places of the world, beginning in the 9th century AD. Very interesting, but that's like 1,700 years later. It's the southern kingdom, Benjamin and Judah, that are taken into captivity by the Babylonians in 586 BC, and there's a record of a remnant returning and rebuilding the temple.
So we have
Ezra and Nehemiah.
Historic data, they're kicked out of Israel, but then they return physically to the land of Israel, physically to Jerusalem, rebuild it, and there's continuity of history from then on of this portion of the Jewish community.
Yes, with one correction. They didn't all return. Only a remnant returns. Many stay in Babylon, and in Babylon they create this extensive Jewish life, and they write the Talmud. The Talmud, the oral law, is primarily composed in Babylon. There's a rich history of Babylonian Jewry, but the remnant are the ones that return, rebuild the temple, and reestablish Jewish life in the land that is today Israel. and they are the ones that are referred to as the Jewish people. They're the ones that are living in the land mm-hmm. when Jesus, when Yeshua is born and comes to Jerusalem.
Right. And Jonathan, it would be easy for us to say, you know, the northern kingdom you're talking about, the tribes of Israel, disappear into Central Asia, they disappear into Far East Asia, and they're just lost. But there's a problem, isn't there? God promised he would regather the whole house of Israel.
That's why this is not a myth. Mm-hmm. That's why this is reality, mm-hmm. because God declared, I will scatter you. That's his decree. But I will also bring you back to your land, and I will bring you back to myself.
Right. A dual restoration
And what we're involved in here at Jewish Voice. Mm-hmm. We are seeing, experiencing mm-hmm. isolated tribes
right.
saying we're part of those lost 10 tribes.
That's
it's an
right.
amazing thing.
That's right.
So much more I want to talk about. We have to take a break. When we come back, Ezra and I are going to be touring our Lost Tribes Discovery Center. Our research teams are actually in contact with lost tribes in some of the most remote areas of the world. So you don't want to miss this. But first, we have a message from our announcer sharing how you can get involved in this amazing outreach, and it is absolutely amazing. We'll be right back.
As you are learning today, the lost tribes of Israel are being discovered around the world, and our teams here at Jewish Voice continue to stay in relationship with them, providing medical care and, most importantly, sharing the gospel in their communities. Would you consider helping Jewish Voice further our outreaches to these people? As you call or go online now and support Jewish Voice with a one-time gift of $40 or more, you'll receive this Lost Tribes wall map measuring 24 by 36 inches. This amazing chart shows you in detail the locations of the Jewish tribes you are helping. You will also receive this 12 Tribes bracelet, providing a beautiful reminder and outward display of your support of Israel and the Jewish people. Jonathan is encouraging you to join him as a new monthly Shalom partner. As you make an ongoing commitment with a gift of just $30 today, we'll also include this Lost Tribes of Israel photo book. It's filled with color pictures and detailed information concerning the Jewish tribes that have been discovered. Make sure to request the Lost Tribes package when you contact us today. Call the 800 number on the screen, or if you prefer, you can always choose to give securely online at jewishvoice.tv. We're excited to provide you with these valuable resources, and we are so thankful for your generous support of Jewish Voice. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra in the Lost Tribes Discovery Center.
Welcome to our Lost Tribes Discovery Center. I'm really excited. This is pretty new.
It is, Jonathan.
And tell us what we're seeing back here.
Yeah, it's actually one of my favorite spaces here at Jewish Voice in Phoenix. What we have here is a team of people who are identifying, and in some cases these communities are contacting us, where there are Jewish communities, even Lost Tribes communities with a historically Jewish identity, all around the world, and we're establishing contact with them, trying to understand their oral history, understand their traditions, understand where they are on the faith spectrum, and in at least several cases a year, Jonathan, actually traveling around the world to what feels like the ends of the earth to meet these community elders.
It feels that way because I've been on planes,
right.
as you have, for 50 hours, almost
right.
two full days,
right.
to get to some of these places. Now, let me just recap, because I want everybody to understand what we're talking about here. There are many, many Jews, millions of Jewish people.
That's
when
right.
I say Jewish people, I'm talking about physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob mm-hmm. that are living outside of Israel. Israel is the homeland for the Jewish people, but there's just as many Jewish people living here in America. There's millions living in Europe, in South America,
sure.
right, in Asia. There's major world Jewish population centers. We're talking about a different group beyond that. So you have Jews living in Israel, about 6 million of them.
That's right.
You have Jews living in the Western world, America, mm-hmm. Europe, South America, Australia, mm-hmm. About 15 to 17 million.
That's right.
It's only an estimate because we don't know how many exactly that are part of the known Jewish world. Mm-hmm. Inside of Israel, outside of Israel, and then there are scattered tribes.
That's right.
We call them lost and scattered tribes of Israel, living in places like Africa, living in remote parts of Asia. We'll talk about that specifically in a little bit, that are not recognized by the state of Israel or the mainstream Jewish community that are now coming to light.
That's right.
Isaiah chapter 11 refers to these people as the scattered remnant of Israel, mm-hmm. or the outcasts of Israel.
That's right.
And those are the people that we are discovering that are coming to us. And so some of these maps actually show key areas. So talk about this.
Right. Not just the nation as a whole, but the specific communities. In some cases, small, remote villages at the end of dirt roads where hundreds, if not thousands, of people live in a closed community in many cases, which identifies as historically Jewish. It's really incredible, Jonathan.
It is incredible. And why I want you to understand this is because many of these Jewish people, these historic scattered tribes of Israel, are coming to faith in Jesus.
That's right.
We're making disciples in the remotest parts of the world. Remember the command of Jesus, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Jewish people in Israel, in Jerusalem, are coming to know Jesus as Messiah, mm-hmm. in Judea, in Samaria, but also in the uttermost parts of the earth.
That's right. And you know, Jonathan, earlier in the show, you read from the end of Deuteronomy where God says, I'm going to scatter you from one end of the earth to the other. And we see that, as you said, Latin America to Far East Asia. There's a community in Kaifeng, China, called the Kaifeng Jewish Community, who identifies as Jewish. And then there's people at the very tip of Chile and Argentina, from the Morano, the historically Sephardic Jewish community, from Spain, from Portugal, and also from the Ashkenazi or the European Jewish community, who say, we're here too, we're Jewish. Literally one end of the earth to the other.
To the uttermost parts of the earth. Ezra, interesting thought. I went to Kaifeng, China, a number of years ago with my friend Sid Roth and Paul Wilbur, some other friends you may know or be aware of. We met Jews in Kaifeng, mm-hmm. and it's now just reported in the news,
right,
that they're bringing Jews from Kaifeng. There's 1,000 they have identified, and they're beginning to bring them to Israel now.
That's right.
Bible prophecies being fulfilled.
It's incredible. You know, Jonathan, it's so interesting that the communities we're talking to and the communities that are establishing contact with us are in many cases unrecognized as part of the world Jewish community. And God's opening a door for us as a ministry to go and begin to interact, to share the gospel with these communities, and we see tremendous response. Years, or in some cases a decade later, the government of Israel starts speaking with these communities and they're brought back to the land of Israel. But they're also being brought back to the Lord first.
Ezra, all of this was seen by the prophets.
Yeah.
They're seen by the prophets in the books of Isaiah and Jeremiah and Zechariah. They're written about in the Psalms by King David. And then it's also declared in the New Testament.
That's right.
That this blindness will come off of their eyes before Jesus returns. He's
That's
returning
right.
to Jerusalem, but two things happen that are directly related to end time prophecy. One is they're gathered back to the land. Mm-hmm. Jerusalem is restored. Jesus said that Jerusalem would be restored and no longer trodden down by the Gentiles before he returns. And then second, they will be restored back to their God. And that's
right.
what we're seeing. We're seeing these communities in remote villages in the bush of Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. coming to faith in Jesus.
That's right. You know, Jesus said to his disciples, Jonathan, the prophets longed to see the things that you see. He longed to see what we're seeing through Jewish Voice, what we're seeing the Lord do around the world among Jewish communities today.
So be thrilled, because this is Bible prophecy being fulfilled before our very eyes, and it signals the near return of Jesus, Yeshua, to the earth.
Jonathan, when God says the word all, he really means all. And I love so many times in the scriptures, he says he's regathering all the tribes of Israel. The majority of those tribes, as we talked about earlier in the show, have really fallen off of the awareness of world history.
Indeed. There's only two tribes that we hear anything about. Mm-hmm. Judah, mm-hmm. because Judah directly relates to Jew and to the Messiah. Mm-hmm. Jesus is from the tribe of Judah. But, mm-hmm. And the other is the Levites. Mm-hmm. We hear about the Levites in connection with the rebuilding of the temple and the
right.
sacrificial system
right.
and so on. You
right.
never hear about Issachar.
Right.
You never hear about Dan. You don't hear about Manasseh.
Sure.
But we're hearing those names, because we're meeting community representatives that say, we're the children of Menasha. We're the B'nai Menasha.
That's right.
We're the children of Dan.
That's right.
It's amazing.
Yeah, Jonathan, to piggyback on what you're saying, the Ethiopian Jews identify with Judah. As we said, it's a known tribe, but also with Dan.
Yes.
This 2,500-year history from Solomon and Sheba, Judah and Dan, and they'll tell you that to this day, because they've passed that tradition down, that oral history, Lador Vador, as we say, from generation to generation, thinking of the B'nai Menasha, or they call themselves the B'nai Manmasi in India. Manasseh is Manasseh. Their name as a tribe is the children of Manasseh. So there's another example.
Yeah, and by the way, just I want to deal with the fallacy, and just first I'll go back and make a comment on all. Mm-hmm. When God says all tribes, all the tribes, he means all the tribes. Every last tribe will experience a restoration, and they're mentioned by name in Revelation as well. I don't know if all, like where it says all Israel will be saved, or when it says all of Judea came to see him, if it's every last one, but God remembers every tribe, and every tribe will be represented both in the return back to the land and in the return back to God, the spiritual renewal of Israel, when Israel as a whole, 12 tribes, shall be saved.
Absolutely right.
The fallacy is that people can identify what tribe they're part of through DNA. That's a fallacy, or that anyone knows what tribe they're part of outside of Levite. And that's handed down through tradition and being called to read from the Torah and specific last names like Levi, Levinson, Levitt, Aaronson from the Aaronic priesthood.
Cohen,
Kohanim. But beyond that, no one knows what tribe they're part of through DNA testing.
That's right.
It's oral tradition that's been handed down to these isolated communities that allows them to identify as a descendant of Menasha or a descendant of Dan. Do we have any way to prove it? No. But when you look at the customs and the traditions that have been observed, it's stunning.
Right. And, you know, we talk about this a lot at Jewish Voice in our travels around the world. In many of these areas where there's communities identifying as Jewish, Jonathan, there's no reason, there's no benefit for them to say that. In many cases, it actually equals persecution and isolation.
Who wants to identify as part of a people that are being persecuted by their neighbors, which is, I think, is proof that they are, in fact, historically tied to Israel. They're persecuted, and yet they're identifying as Israel amidst the persecution. Who would circumcise their kids if they weren't following the traditions of their forefathers? Who would butcher meat with distinct butchers and not eat other meats except those butchered by their own people? We're finding that in the bush of Zimbabwe.
That's right.
We're finding that in the mountains of Gondar, Ethiopia.
Right, it's incredible. Amazing. We're talking to groups on the border of Burma, of Myanmar. Jonathan, we're talking to tribal elders from the Pashtun community in the Khyber Pass, the ancient Silk Road, the border of Afghanistan and
Somaliland,
Pakistan.
It's
incredible. Somaliland, so many places.
We have so much more to talk about. We have to take a short break so that our announcer can share some information about the resources that we're making available to you today, resources you won't get anywhere else. So please consider becoming a Shalom partner with Jewish Voice. Your monthly support will make a huge impact on so many lives. We also want to come into agreement in prayer with you when we come back, so don't go away.
As you are learning today, the lost tribes of Israel are being discovered around the world, and our teams here at Jewish Voice continue to stay in relationship with them, providing medical care and, most importantly, sharing the gospel in their communities. Would you consider helping Jewish Voice further our outreaches to these people? As you call or go online now and support Jewish Voice with a one-time gift of $40 or more, you'll receive this Lost Tribes wall map measuring 24 by 36 inches. This amazing chart shows you in detail the locations of the Jewish tribes you are helping. You will also receive this 12 Tribes bracelet, providing a beautiful reminder and outward display of your support of Israel and the Jewish people. Jonathan is encouraging you to join him as a new monthly Shalom partner. As you make an ongoing commitment with a gift of just $30 today, we'll also include this Lost Tribes of Israel photo book. It's filled with color pictures and detailed information concerning the Jewish tribes that have been discovered. Make sure to request the Lost Tribes package when you contact us today. Call the 800 number on the screen, or if you prefer, you can always choose to give securely online at jewishvoice.tv. We're excited to provide you with these valuable resources, and we are so thankful for your generous support of Jewish Voice. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra in the Lost Tribes Discovery Center.
I want to pray for your needs. Ezra and I want to agree with you. The Bible says where two or three agree on earth as touching any one thing, it shall be done.
That's right.
Let's pray.
All right. Well, Lord, we thank you, that you are the God of history, you are the God of time, and you who made promises binding for Jewish people two, three millennia ago, and who are faithful to bring those to pass today, are able, even more than able, to perfect that which concerns us today. Lord, you are the God of more than enough. And so we thank you that you will answer that prayer of faith today. Lord, you are the God of more than enough, and we thank you for that. Provide for every need.
Thank you. In the name of Yeshua, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hey, if you'd like more information about our ministry, we'd love to hear from you. It's so easy. You just log on to our website. It's Jewish Voice, one word, jewishvoice.tv. You'll find so many useful resources on the website, and you'll be able to see the impact that your support is having all around the world. In addition, you can also send us your prayer requests. We love hearing from you. And I want to promise you this, we will pray for your need. We care about you, and more importantly, God does. So we'll pray for your needs. I also want to thank you in advance with Ezra for your prayer support of Jewish Voice. You are making a difference. As we close our program, I want to remind you what God asks of each of us. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Bible says they shall prosper who love thee. On behalf of Ezra Benjamin and myself, this is Jonathan Bernis saying shalom and God bless you. To help you develop a will or trust at no cost to you, go to jvmi.org/trust to learn more.